What to report in an interview. Once the beginner is established in the basic techniques, students are then required to report their experience to the teacher in formal interviews throughout the retreat. As in the Zen practice, the retreat interview is an essential part of the Theravadin Vipassana style of practice. The interview is the basis for the relationship between the teacher and the student. It is crucial for the development of Vipassana meditation, as it is where the meditator reports his or her experience and can be guided and given further instructions, if need be, by the teacher. The communication with the teacher and the ability to report in an interview can greatly affect the outcome of the practice. While the teacher will try to encourage and inspire the meditator, it is not a counselling or therapy session. Rather, it is more in the nature of a technical report by the meditator of what is happening in their practice. This requires that the student must be open and frank about his or her practice while keeping to the point so that the teacher and the student can work in tandem. The teacher will check the student's grasp of the technique and make corrections, and if need be, give further instructions. In this way, it will assist the meditator to eventually manage his or her own practice and clarify what they are doing to help them progress further. As new meditators are usually working in the unfamiliar territory of the mind, often one will find that they do not report their experiences satisfactorily or are unable to describe what they are experiencing precisely, even though they might have practiced well. The interview session can be either one-to-one with a teacher or in a small group. It can be on a daily basis or more usually every other day, while the length of an interview can vary from 10 minutes or to 20 minutes. If the student is having difficulties in reporting his or her practice, the following standard questions that a teacher would ask about the practice in an interview will help to clarify the meditation experience as well as be the basis for a succinct report that will assist both teacher and student. What to report? Describe briefly and clearly what is happening in the three practice areas, in sitting, walking, and during daily activities. In sitting, how long for and are there problems? Can you follow the primary object of attention, the rising and falling of the abdomen? Describe what you notice about the rise and fall movement. How much thinking is going on, and how are you handling the thinking? What about pain, and how are you working with it? Are you noticing feelings, especially mental feelings? Are you checking your mind states, and what are they predominantly? Are there any unusual experiences, and how are you relating to them? Reporting in the walking. How long for, and are there problems? Are you mentally labelling, or just knowing, the movement concurrent with the experience? What are you finding in the movement, and what specific characteristics, if any, are you able to notice? Is there much thinking during the walking? If so, how do you handle it? In daily activities, what percentage of the day are you able to stay attentive to what you are doing? What degree of attentiveness are you able to sustain? Are you able to keep a thread of awareness during the day by noting the body postures together with the naming of walking as you get around the retreat center? Are you able to note the movement of awakening and the moment leading up to sleep? How detailed can you be? Can you describe what you noted during mealtimes? Have you been able to link the three areas of practice? If so, to what extent? And finally, are there any new experiences to report since the last interview?